Armadoxy for today, discipleship. This weekend, the Armenian Church celebrates the 72 disciples of Jesus. Before you accuse me of having my thumb on the scale, adding an extra 60 to the group we're all so familiar with, read the details in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10. The Lord appointed 72 others also, and sent them two by two before him into every city and place where he himself was about to go. Then he said to them, "The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Discipleship in the gospel was a calling given to a group of students, in this case, the students of Jesus, who had a mission. Jesus sent these 72 disciples with these words, "Go your way. Behold, I send you out as lambs among wolves. Carry neither money bag, knapsack, nor sandals, and greet no one along the road. But whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest on it. If not, it will return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking such things as they give, for the laborer is worthy of his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whatever city you enter, and they receive you, eat such things that are set before you, and heal the sick there. And say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near you.'" With these words, Jesus sets the tone for Christian missionary activity. It is focused. It is selfless service. It is to spread the gospel, which, as we hear in the passage, is centered in peace. With this same invitation, many people have followed the call of Jesus, some into the clergy. Others have embraced it as a way of life, as their personal lay ministry. It is from this passage that Christianity has delivered and spread. In the case of the Armenian Church, when we reflect on its apostolic roots, today we are reminded that the holy apostles, be they Thaddeus or Bartholomew, or one of the others, were part of this mission. Everything we know of Jesus, his love, his teachings, was delivered to us because of the work of this faithful group of disciples, working through the holy body, the church. The word disciple may conjure images of men in the apostolic age. Da Vinci's Last Supper is perhaps one of the most famous depictions of Jesus with his 12 disciples. Today's focus on the 72 helps us go beyond the stereotypical images. In the passage we read, note that the 72 are referred to without reference to gender. In the early church, discipleship was accessible by all. At every moment of our lives, we are invited to be a disciple of Christ. Never look further than yourself to find the necessary openness to the divine teaching of Jesus Christ. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, one of the most prominent Protestant theologians of the 20th century, was killed by the Nazis during World War II for his defense of the Jewish population. He was outspoken about the despicable and horrid treatment of that population. His weapon of criticism was the gospel of Jesus Christ, and he went to his death in defense of that gospel. He wrote much about discipleship. On this weekend where we focus on discipleship, I leave you with these words of Bonhoeffer on discipleship and grace. Here are words for contemplation, for meditation. True discipleship is characterized by obedience to Christ. There is cheap and costly grace. Cheap grace is the preaching of forgiveness without requiring repentance, baptism without church discipline, communion without confession. It is grace without discipleship, grace without the cross, grace without Jesus Christ living and incarnate. In contrast to cheap grace, costly grace confronts us as a gracious call to follow Jesus. It comes as a word of forgiveness to the broken spirit and the contrite heart. It is costly because it compels a man to submit to the yoke of Christ and follow him. It is grace because Jesus says, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light."
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.